we have all asked ourselves, why is my dog doing that? This blog is about understanding the function behind common dog behavior problems and what you can do about it. We all know dogs bark, jump, chew, and pull. Sometimes it's funny. Other times it's frustrating. But what if we told you that every behavior your dog displays, yes, even the annoying ones, has a reason? You're not alone if you've ever asked, why does my dog jump on everyone? Why won't he stop mouthing my hands? Why is she barking at the door all day? The answers may lie in a fascinating area of behavioral science known as functional analysis. A recent peer-reviewed study in the Journal of Veterinary Behavior explored how and why dogs develop certain problem behaviors, and the findings are a game changer for dog parents and trainers alike. Let's break it down. What is function in dog behavior? In the world of behavioral science, function means the why behind the behavior. What's the payoff for your dog? The research shows that problem behaviors often serve one of four main functions. Attention. Dogs learn that barking, jumping, or mouthing gets them noticed, even if it's negative attention. Tangible rewards. Sometimes a behavior gets them access to food, toys, or space. Escape or avoidance. Dogs may try to get away from something stressful, like wearing a harness or meeting another dog. Automatic reinforcement. The behavior feels good all by itself, like chewing, licking, or chasing lights. Understanding these functions allows us to create training plans that are effective, ethical, and tailored to your dog's needs. What the research found. The study reviewed 28 real-world cases using functional analysis, a method where behavior consultants systematically test the conditions that maintain problem behavior. It's a powerful tool that reveals what a dog is actually getting from their behavior. Key findings. Jumping up on people was the number one most common behavior problem. In 100% of those cases, it was reinforced by attention or access to something fun, like a toy. Mouthing, gentle nipping, or chewing on hands during play was usually seeking attention, like petting or interaction. Elopement, trying to flee or escape, was always linked to avoiding something uncomfortable, like a harness or unwanted touch. Kennel aggression and resource guarding were often driven by more than one reinforcer, for example, trying to get treats and escape. Light chasing and leash pulling were maintained by automatic reinforcement. The behavior felt good on its own. Notably, the analysis worked in 27 out of 28 cases, showing that functional analysis is a reliable and powerful tool for solving dog behavior issues. Why this matters for you and your dog. At Wiggle Butt Academy, we talk a lot about being science-based and fear-free. But this study shows exactly what that means in practice. We don't guess why a behavior is happening. We identify the function. We don't punish problem behaviors. We teach more appropriate ones that meet the same need. We prioritize your dog's emotional well-being while solving real-world challenges. For example, if your dog jumps to get attention, we'll teach them to sit for attention instead and make that even more rewarding. If they bark at strangers to make them go away, we can teach them a calmer behavior that still gets the outcome they want, like walking away or going to a mat. If they chew for comfort, we provide better outlets that meet that same sensory need. Breed, behavior, and learning. It's all connected. The study also found a strong relationship between dog breed, behavior type, and function. Boxers and Labrador mixes were more likely to engage in behaviors maintained by sensory feedback, automatic reinforcement, like chasing lights or leash pulling. Mixed breeds and doodle types were more likely to engage in attention-seeking behaviors like jumping. Of course, every dog is an individual, but breed tendencies may give us useful insights when creating training plans. Why positive training is so important. Without understanding the function of a behavior, many pet parents default to aversive methods, like leash jerks, yelling, no, or even physical corrections. But here's the truth. These techniques often reinforce the behavior instead of stopping it. Yes, even scolding can feel like attention. They can create fear or confusion, damaging your relationship. They don't teach the dog what to do instead. Fear-free and positive reinforcement methods, especially when paired with functional analysis, allow us to respect your dog's needs, protect their mental health, build lifelong skills and trust. Source: Ivachi A and Cyani V, 2026. Functional Characteristics of Behavior Problems in Dogs, Journal of Veterinary Behavior, 83, 26-34. https://doi.org/10.1016/j.jveb.2025.11.009.